This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Public school districts in Arkansas regularly buy and sell property at will, but today the Arkansas Senate approved a bill that would take some of that control away. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek heard the debate in committee.
Senate Bill 308 allows charter schools the right to purchase or lease unused public school buildings. Republican Alan Clark says some public school districts let buildings sit empty. He equated that to murdering a building.
We have had schools literally rot to the ground rather than let someone else use them for educational purposes.
Democrat Linda Chesterfield had a lot of questions for Clark. She told the Education Committee this week the bill is heavy-handed. She says it takes local control from public districts.
How long do the school districts have before someone from a charter school can come in and say, I want to use your property?
The bill requires districts to sell or lease unused property that isn't a part of a long-term plan. Nell Matthews from the League of Women Voters says she sees charters as a corporate takeover of public education. She says the legislation allows too much state control.
This bill takes away the power of local taxpayers and their elected school boards to decide on the best use of their school facilities.
Scott Shuri is the head of Kip Delta Charter School in Helena, West Helena.
Our charter school kids were in basically modular trailer facilities that were falling apart.
He says after state control of the local district, his charter bought and renovated its empty buildings. The Senate bill now heads to the House Education Committee. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.
Arkansas Public Media is a journalism partnership funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. Find more at arkansaspublicmedia.org or like Arkansas Public Media on Facebook to follow coverage. This is KUAR 89.1.